Hi, sorry I wasn't prepared. I'm actually really drunk right now. So I'm gonna read kind of funny. I'm gonna read like I'm trying to like stand up, because I am. So thank you for staying this long. It's Friday night poetry. It's like hockey night in Canada is on Saturday night, but this is Friday night poetry. It's so nice. Yes. Word. So I'm gonna read a poem tonight by Domenico Capilongo, who isn't here tonight, right? Okay. I'm sorry?
He's in Japan,
so he won't see if I like massacre his home. It's called Narrow Road, and it's about haikus. Narrow road. Moving across this country, the sound of Shinkansen bullet trains echo like a string of shamisen guitars. I can't help but think of Basho walking, his haiku coming to him as if carved on the barks of trees. My apologies to those people who can actually pronounce those words. I'm sorry. And the next poem I'm reading is by Todd Swift, who I've actually met once, and he lives in England now. So I'm going to read this in an English accent.
Do it!
I can't do it. That was a joke. I can do a Scottish accent, because when... Like,
you went to school with Todd Swift.
I'm sorry? Did I go to school with Todd Swift? I went to school with Todd Swift? Oh, you went to school with... Chris went to school with Todd Swift. When that movie Trainspotting came out, I loved it. And I watched it a few times. So now I can do a possible Scottish accent. Spoon? It's called My Universities. Debating the relative merits of orchestral maneuvers in the dark. A Tales for Fails, while April ice melts slowly in Westmount Park, now appears to be less world-shaking than when Misha G. We both could be smartly vehement about Richard Rorty, or George, truth, logic, and being spanked by Marianopolis twins known to us as Ruth. Not that we were Leonard Cohen's heirs, but rather a pair of young pioneers gazing into the future with our smoking jackets for uniforms, sails of sooth, but more often faux decadent imbibers of lascivious perfumes, who often drank tea before it was pennyroyal, on mornings as winter dripped away as surely as youth does, as children crushed on looms. If such industrial imagery seems a tad stark, consider the Reagan years. We're also ours in Montreal. We danced slim Japanese new wavers. The Cure and the Smiths are oral neighbors, if not allies. Felt time's axis turn as early eloquence. Our praxis! What the fuck does praxis mean? Praxis. I've never heard of that in my life. Dried up in ages summer. So that was Todd Swift. I'm sorry for spitting all over you in the front row. That was unintentional. Okay, I'm going to read some. I read a thing called one-sentence stories, and they are basically run-on sentences. Okay, to change the tone, because that was very funny, but this is very sad because it's about 9/11. Jim, his feet at the edge, flames licking his back, held his breath before he jumped, knowing it didn't make any sense, knowing that none of it made any sense, but holding his breath nevertheless gave him a moment of comfort, as if the air in his lungs would hold him aloft, the way he felt at the pool at the Y before he cannonballed himself into oblivion. 9/11, everyone. I apologize to those who, to everyone. Okay, this is about Jesus, and I apologize to the Christians in the audience. All my poems offend, every one of them, so. And this poem is called Note. Jane scribbled her suicide note on the inside cover of her Bible, writing, quote, Jesus, why have you broken up with me? Why won't you return my calls? You can be such a jerk. You think you're God's gift to women. You think you're God's gift to man. Unquote. This poem is called Heavy. It was the heavy breathing that woke Nick up in the bunk in the next room at this camp for challenged teens who, though slow, were fast to first, then second, then third base. I've often thought, like, what if I, like, was born retarded, and I was like, well, when I like hit like 14, I'd be like this horny bastard, but retarded. So, and I was like, at 14, I had a really hard time. I just thought, what if the challenges were even more enormous, and I just couldn't imagine it. But then I thought about like a camp, because I've heard of these camps where like, you know, these teens, like, they go and they like, hang out. But then they just be these horn dogs, like, all the time. And I was thinking, like, how do they keep from just, like, fucking all day? And that's where the poem came from. How's my time? Do I have a couple minutes left? Okay. This is a prose poem. And it's from this contest that I wanted to enter. They had this contest, and you had to fit this bizarrely incongruous sentence into your poem. And it was a dark and stormy night, and the sun was shining brightly. And you had to write a poem and fit that in there somewhere. And I was like, I'm always up for a challenge. So I was like, I'm totally going to do this. So I did it. And this is a poem. And it's called The Air is Thin, and So is My Skin. And it's a prose poem. So it's like a poem, but there are no line breaks. It's a paragraph. So I'm watching this movie, and God appears to this guy, like literally appears. And it's not a dream. And God tells him that he's on earth to find the second coming. And so the guy spends half the movie looking. And of course, the big plot twist is that he was the second coming all along. Only it took half the movie for him to realize it, for him to come to accept it. And the rest of the movie is about how the second coming has to battle the forces of darkness. And Satan is played by Natalie Portman. And then the end days arrived. the ante was up, and all of heaven and hell prepared the respective endgames. It was a dark and stormy night, and the sun was shining brightly. Demons raped angels. God couldn't watch. And then I wake up, and I have this erection, and I have to jerk off, because in the dream, I was the second coming, and Natalie Portman was in this skin-tight Satan outfit. It was like all over me in her attempt to distract me while her forces infiltrated the lower clouds of the celestial sphere. And as I come, my sperm destroys worlds. I like your incredulous sputter. You know, when I was writing that and I finished it, I had the same. I was like, what the fuck is this? But it was so much fun to write. I have to say, okay, and to end, I'm going to read three very short poems. I read a kind of poem form called the pseudo-haiku, and I obey no like form limitations, except every poem is three lines. But of course, if you think about it, you could take anything and turn it into three lines, which is just what I did. I'm gonna plug the book. It's for sale at the back. It's $15. And I will sign it. And if anyone has lipstick, I will put lipstick on and then kiss the front page. Chapstick absolutely works because it like leaves this like greasy mark and then it discolors and then over time it just darkens. And you can sell it on eBay. Okay. So I was at this reading once and this very attractive girl who I was very attracted to like came up to me and started talking to me after my reading. And so she was like, so, you know, like, are you doing all this poetry? You know, is it for groupies? And this is what I said to her. And I managed to turn it into a pseudo-haiku. I don't need groupies. I just need one. And then I winked. And then she said, like, oh, I got to get some smokes. And I think that I was a little too, like, bald-faced there. This next poem is about a friend of mine, and when he talks about science, he talks about it with such fervor, you think, you know, like, oh my God, like, science is his, like, God. Science is the thing that he, you know, holds above everything else. And so this next poem is about him. He liked to caress the curvature of space-time. Isn't that kind of sexy? I like this science sexy poems. Okay, this last poem is about, I have a day job as a medical illustrator, but I spend the whole day distracting myself with CNN and email. Actually, I have a whole list of favorites of like work distraction like links. But one day I'm reading CNN, it's about these teenagers, and like what they did, they killed this guy, and then they took his wallet. And this is like the actual quote. And I was like, how is this on CNN.com? How is this kid who just killed this other kid to like get his wallet capable of such articulation? And it's poetry, you know, like for some reason, Kin Kansas wrote this, and I stole it. We got his wallet and partied beyond redemption. Isn't that beautiful? Fucking little shit. Murderer. He's probably being gang raped in prison right now. Thank you very much.